How are you carrying life? No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Is carrying life not a bit much sometimes? And a bit of a burden. Our Lord and Master looks out at the crowds and he has nothing but compassion for them because they're weary and worn out like sheep without a shepherd. There's no shame in saying that you simply can't make it on your own. There's no shame in admitting that you are, after all, only human, weary and burdened from carrying life. What's he going to give us? If you come to him, I'll give you rest. I'll give you renewal. I'll give you a new way to carry life. I'm going to give you knowledge of the Father. Because we as God's people, one thing we show the world very clearly is how we're carrying life. And they notice you are not separate from your life. The Father is so for us. I know the plans that I have for you, he says. I have plans to prosper you, and not for evil, but for good. And it's that knowledge that Jesus gives us, the weary and the worn out from trying to carry life our own way, knowledge that God is so for us. Oh, this is who the Father is. Are you chasing rest? Because if you are, you're chasing an illusion. Because rest is a side effect of knowing the Father. How powerful is that? The antidote for depression and anxiety and helplessness and despair and being burdened and weary, read the biography and study it and get to know the Father, because our Lord and Master promises us, if you do that, I will give you rest. I'll refresh you, I'll renew you, I'll give you a new way to carry life. That sounds so attractive to me. Wouldn't you like to carry life differently? Rest is equated with knowing him. The yoke that Jesus is offering us is humanity saturated with the knowledge of the Father, because that's what Jesus put upon himself, and that's how he carried life. Come to him, take up his yoke, and learn from him, and therefore you get rest. I know you want rest. I know you're chasing rest. I know that you're carrying life, and I know that you're struggling and burdened. I know it. I don't know how much time you spend in spiritual discipline, and I don't know how much time you spend in Scripture. If you do not yoke yourself to knowledge of the Father, you are going to struggle mightily. And the fragrance you give off to the world is going to be anything other than knowing Christ. You're in the fray, but you're showing the world a different way to carry life. There's the testimony. There's the witness. And if you're wrapped up and yoked into anything else that is predominant in your life, I'm sorry, that's sin. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet water. He renews my life. He leads me then, right paths, for his name's sake. And even though I go through the valley of the darkest night, I won't fear any danger, because I'm yoked to you, because you're with me.